Lovers of Sandbox Radio know that we have always striven to bring the classics to life. Along with the contemporary voices that you've heard tonight, we've done Emma Lazarus, Khalil Gibran, T.S. Eliot, Robert Frost, Edgar Allan Poe. But we've had a lot of time. Over the last 4 years, I've been reading poetry. And there's one form that we haven't really covered. It's the epic poem, the hero's journey, described by John Campbell in his great book, The Power of Myth. Beowulf, Don Quixote, the Iliad, the Odyssey. And so in that spirit, I would like to offer you this great epic poem by Anonymous. There once was a young man from Sparta. A truly magnificent farter. On the strength of one bean, he'd fart God Save the Queen and Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata. He could vary, with proper persuasion, these farts to suit any occasion. He could fart like a flute, like a lark, like a lute, this highly fartistic Caucasian. He could whistle and warble and hum by constricting the hole in his bum and make animal sounds, fire artillery rounds with the force of a field cannon gun. He would toot a gavotte for a starter. Then he'd kill with a Christmas cantata. Once he boomed out his ass, box B minor mass, and in counterpoint, La Traviata. Egged on by a very high wager from an envious German named Bajer, he completed to fart the complete oboe part of the Haydn octet in B major. His repertoire ranged from classics to jazz. He achieved these effects with mere bubbles of gas. With a strong dose of salts, he could whistle a waltz or swing it in razzmatazz. This spectacular farter from Sparta, performed at command by royal charter. There, he boomed from his rear the best scenes from King Lear and Gilbert and Sullivan's Mikado. He could play Holst's Mars and Uranus by expelling the air from his anus. But at the Copacabana, his Carmina Burana was considered a cantus profanus. His basso profundo, with timbre so rare, he rendered quite often with power to spare. But his great work of art, his fortissimo fart, he saved for the March Militaire. That's for you Schubert fans. He could imitate jets supersonic or play compositions symphonic. He played Handel's Messiah, reached top C and higher. Only after a mammoth colonic. One day, he was dared to perform the William Tell Overture Storm. But naught could dishearten our spirited Spartan, for his farts were in fabulous form. It went off in capital style, and he farted it through with a smile. Then, feeling quite jolly, he tried the finale, blowing double-stopped farts all the while. Now, this selection was tough, I admit, but it did not dismay him one bit. Then, with cheeks held aloft, he suddenly coughed and collapsed in a shower of shit. Our spectacular farta from Sparta. His bunghole was flown back to Sparta, where they buried the rest of our farta with a gravestone of turds inscribed with the words, "To the fine art of farting, a martyr."
This appears in the episode Sandbox Radio Redux, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on September 29th, 2024. Find the full episode with artist credits and the show archive wherever you get your podcasts and at sandboxradio.org.